Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take the sources you send us, dig in, and pull out the key insights so you can get up to speed, well, fast.
And today, we're looking at a really compelling story for one of our listeners. It's from the Military Tales YouTube channel, specifically their episode 25, The Medal Behind the Merit, the Steve Pizzanos story.
Right, Steve Pizzanos. So our mission here isn't just to, you know, retell his biography.
Oh, exactly. We want to dig into what episode 25 presents. Find those core lessons, the bits that make you stop and think. It's a story packed with themes like perseverance, overcoming huge obstacles.
And heroism, really.
Yeah.
What it means to be a hero. Episode 25 sets it up right away. He called himself a youthful, reckless punk, arrived as an illegal alien.
Yeah, not your typical start for a decorated American hero. But the video, episode 25, it highlights this really defining moment early on.
In Greece, right, when he was just a kid.
13 years old. He sees a Greek Air Force biplane doing aerobatics and bam, instantly he knows he has to be a military aviator.
Just like that.
Just like that. He apparently said, you know, school just lost all meaning in that second. All he wanted was flight. It wasn't a slow burn. It was immediate.
And episode 25 shows how that completely shifted his focus. Academics kind of went out the window.
Yeah, he started skipping classes to watch planes, grades suffered, and, well, the result was he didn't qualify for the Greek Air Force Academy. His dream seemed blocked right there.
But that didn't stop him, did it?
Not at all. And this is where episode 25 really emphasizes his sheer nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, path one is close. Plan B, go to America, become a pilot there.
Despite having, what, no money, no English? No contacts?
Pretty much nothing. Just this incredibly powerful dream. The audacity of it, which episode 25 really conveys, is kind of staggering.
So how did he even get there? The video details this too, right?
Oh, yeah. On his 18th birthday, get this, he joined the Greek Merchant Marine. Doesn't even tell his parents.
Wow. Imagine that conversation later.
Right. He ends up on a freighter heading to Baltimore, a place he'd literally never heard of.
Just heading into the complete unknown.
Totally. And while on the ship, a fellow fireman teaches him basically his entire English vocabulary at that point. Ticket to New York.
Just four words.
Four words. He apparently just repeated them over and over. That was his focus, his next step.
And episode 25 paints this picture of him arriving in New York City with, what, $6?
$6 and those four words. He's standing on 34th Street, completely lost. You can almost feel the vulnerability the video portrays.
But then a lucky break.
A huge one. He hears Greek being spoken near a movie theater. That encounter, as episode 25 shows, becomes his lifeline. He finds help, a place to stay with a Greek family in Brooklyn.
It really speaks to that immigrant experience, doesn't it? The courage it took back then.
Absolutely. Episode 25 uses his story to kind of highlight that broader narrative of grit and purpose. People just leaving everything for a chance.
Okay, so he's in America, but the past the flying still isn't clear. As episode 25 explains,
yeah.
He tries the U.S. Army Air Corps.
And gets rejected because he's not a U.S. citizen, another major roadblock.
But then world events intervene, right? The video connects his personal drive to World War II.
Exactly. April 1941, the Axis powers occupy Greece. Episode 25 touches on the horrific conditions there, starvation, brutal reprisals. For Pizzanos, this wasn't just about his dream anymore, it was personal. He needed to fight the Germans.
So the rejection from the U.S. military must have been even tougher then.
You'd think. But his flight instructor, according to episode 25, suggested another way. The Royal Air Force. The RAF.
Ah, the British Air Force. And this leads to the Eagle Squadrons.
Precisely. These were squadrons filled with American volunteer pilots flying for Britain before the U.S. officially joined the war. Episode 25 mentions the Clayton Knight Committee.
They were recruiters.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
They helped Americans get to Canada to enlist with the RAF, a way around neutrality laws,
yeah.
You know. Thousands applied. Pizzanos was one of the ones accepted.
Which meant leaving his job.
At the Park Hotel, yeah. And episode 25 includes this fantastic little anecdote. He had to tell his boss, who was German, that he was leaving to go fight Germany.
Oh boy, how did that go?
Surprisingly well. The boss, according to the story in the video, hugged him, wished him well, even threw a party. It's a really human moment amidst the conflict.
That's amazing. So he finally gets his wings, so to speak. What was he flying? Episode 25 mentions a few iconic planes.
He flew the P-51 Mustang, the P-47 Thunderbolt, and the British Supermarine Spitfire, all legendary aircraft.
Did he have a favorite? The video seemed to suggest he did.
Definitely the Spitfire. He apparently loved its beauty. It was his first combat plane, and well, he saw it as symbolic. Here he was, a Greek citizen, flying a British plane with American markings, fighting Germans over Europe. It represented his whole journey.
That makes sense. A multinational identity forged in war. But he didn't stay with the RAF forever, right? Episode 25 covers his transfer.
No. Once the U.S. entered the war, the need for experienced pilots was huge. So even though he wasn't technically a citizen yet, the U.S. Army Air Forces accepted him into the 4th Fighter Group.
And this led to a really unique piece of history mentioned in episode 25.
A very unique one. He became the first person ever naturalized as a U.S. citizen outside the continental United States while serving overseas.
That's
Incredible.
absolutely incredible. And he became an ace pilot pretty quickly after that.
Yeah, by March 1944, he had 10 confirmed victories. An ace. But then, as episode 25 dramatically lays out, things took another sharp turn.
Engine failure.
Engine failure at 22,000 feet. Had to bail out. And there's this weirdly human detail the video includes. He remembers seeing cows below that look like cuddle cows, and for a split second, didn't want to jump.
Huh. Even in mortal danger, adds a real touch of humanity, like the episode suggests.
Doesn't it? So he jumps, crash lands, dislocates his
And
arm.
then gets shot at by Germans.
Right. He manages to escape, spends 5 days just wandering, hiding, before he finally connects with the French resistance.
And he didn't just hide out with them, did he? Episode 25 says he got involved.
He did. The resistance was doing crucial work, underground newspapers, intelligence gathering, helping downed Allied airmen. And Pisano's, well, he participated in an ambush on a German convoy. Episode 25 gives some detail on that.
Taking direct action on the ground. Did you ever reflect on that? The video mentions it.
He did. He saw it as duty, something necessary in wartime, but acknowledged the weight of, taking a life. France later awarded him the Legion of Honor for his bravery with the resistance.
So he makes it through the war, a decorated American ace. What happens next? Episode 25 covers his post-war career, too.
Well, his flying days weren't over. He became a test pilot in the new U.S. Air Force, flying the really advanced Century Series jets, pushing the envelope.
Still chasing the edge.
Seems like it. And then years later, completely out of the blue, he gets a call from the Pentagon. This is another amazing turn in episode 25.
What did they want?
They wanted him, this guy who started as a, quote, reckless punk from Greece, to be the chief of the Air Force mission back in Athens.
No way. Back to Greece.
Exactly. He couldn't believe it either, according to the video. The requirements were apparently super specific: speak Greek, fighter pilot background, Vietnam combat experience.
And he fit them all.
He was apparently the only one an IBM computer could find who matched all criteria. Just this bizarre intersection of his life experiences.
That's unbelievable. What was the mission about?
It was high stakes. Greece was looking to buy new fighter jets. The US wanted them to buy the F-4 Phantom, but they were also considering the British Jaguar and the French Mirage.
So he was essentially a military salesman.
In a way, yeah. And then, as episode 25 explains, things got even more interesting. Vice President Spiro Agnew got involved.
I knew. Why him?
Because he was Greek American and proud of it. Episode 25 has this great little story where Agnew introduces Pisanos to the Greek prime minister, basically saying, "Look what happens to the Greeks you send to America."
Using Pisanos as an example of Greek American success.
Pretty much. And Pisanos used his own background and the promises from the US, like the Phantom being battle tested in Vietnam, plus a 20-year commitment for spare parts to make the pitch.
Did it work?
It did. Episode 25 confirms Greece bought 45 Phantoms. The French were apparently quite put out. The CIA station chief even jokingly told Pisanos, maybe don't accept dinner invitations from the French embassy for a while.
Huh. A successful mission, then. What a life. So, looking back on it all, did episode 25 capture his thoughts on success?
It did. His core message was simple but powerful. Never give up, have a dream, and pursue it with iron determination.
Simple but hard to do.
Very. He also shared this really profound thought in the video about the American flag. He said, if you look really closely, you can almost see an invisible word on it.
Which is?
Freedom. And he felt that respect for the flag, for what it represented, was key to him achieving his own dream.
That's powerful. Did he talk about the cost?
Yeah. Episode 25 highlights this too. He said, success always comes at a price. And achieving something big requires metal, not just gold or silver. He meant that inner strength, that focus on something bigger than yourself.
That metal from the episode title.
Exactly. The video wraps up with this idea: don't think small. Be grateful for people like Pisanos who achieved these huge things, often fueled by the freedom to chase those big dreams.
So summing up this deep dive into episode 25, portrayal as Steve Pisano's.
Yeah.
Wow. The unwavering dream from childhood, the incredible obstacles, the bravery, the service, the impact later in life. It's a story of pure perseverance.
Absolutely. It really shows what happens when you combine a powerful dream with relentless effort against all odds, a testament to chasing opportunity.
And that really brings it back to you listening now. What parts of his story, as shown in episode 25, resonate with you? What can you take away about resilience, about defining success, perhaps beyond just money or status?
Yeah, think about that invisible word, Pisano saw freedom. What are the invisible words that drive your ambitions? And maybe more importantly, how can you find that metal, that iron determination he talked about, to push through when things get tough? It's something episode 25 really leaves you pondering.